Telc English A2 B1 Mock Examination 1 Listening Part 1 You will hear 4 voicemail messages. Which answer fits best? A, B, or C? You will hear each message once. Mark your answers for items 1 to 4 on the answer sheet. Example.
Hi, it's Matthew. I'm really sorry, but I can't make it to our meeting on Friday. Could you call me at the office on Monday morning so we can set up another time? I've got a very busy week coming up, but I could meet you on Tuesday, either at 10:30 in the morning or at 4 in the afternoon. Thanks.
Number 1.
Hi, it's Alan. I've got the tickets for the football game on Sunday. Brian and Lisa are coming along too. Let's meet at their place at 2 o'clock, and then we can all go to the stadium from there. The game starts at 3:30, so we'll have plenty of time. We can take my car. I'd be happy to drive. See you soon. Bye.
Number 2.
Thank you for calling Radcliffe Pharmacy. Our business hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Please call back again or leave a message after the tone. We'll return your call as soon as possible. If this is an emergency, please enter 889 now to be connected to Glenwood Health Centre.
Number 3.
Hello, John Wilkinson here. I have a message from our colleagues in South Africa about next week's visit to the factory. They're arriving on flight SA346 on Wednesday at 2:15 p.m., Terminal 1. Could you pick them up at the airport and take them to the Intercontinental Hotel? Please call me back if you have any questions. Thanks.
Number 4.
Hello, this is Emily Wilson. Remember me? We met at a conference in Houston last spring. I'm in town this week on business, and I was wondering if you would like to meet for dinner. I'm staying at the Plaza Hotel, not far from your office. Their number is 559-2465, and I'm in room 134. Please call me back and let me know if you can make it. I hope to see you soon. Bye.
End of listening part 1. Listening part 2. You will hear 5 public announcements. Which answer fits best? A, B, or C. You will hear each announcement once. Mark your answers for items 5 to 9 on the answer sheet. Number 5.
It's been another cold and snowy week in Switzerland. St. Moritz received 25 centimetres of fresh snow on Wednesday, and skiing in this area is fantastic. Great snow conditions under sunny skies are also being reported from Italy. In France, skiing is still fairly limited. The resorts that are open for skiing have limited lift operations because of strong winds and poor snow conditions.
Number 6.
Your attention, please. This is the last call for British Airways flight 920 to London, leaving at 11:55. All passengers, please go to gate 12 immediately. United Airlines flight 752 to Chicago is now ready for boarding. Would all passengers please go to gate 15? Departure time is 12:35. Please have your passports and boarding passes ready for inspection.
Number 7. And now for the latest traffic report. The M4 is closed in both directions between junction 2 and 3 because of an accident. Expect long delays. If you're travelling to the international airport, please take the M23 and follow the signs for Park Road. Other travellers going north should use the M76. And now for the weather. Number 8.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to JoJo's Chocolate Factory. First, we'll watch a short video about the history of the factory. Then we'll move on to our chocolate kitchens. Here you'll see how some of the finest chocolates in the world are made. We'll end our tour in our famous chocolate shop, where you'll have a chance to taste and buy our gourmet chocolate creations.
Number 9.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Welcome to flight 437 from Washington, D.C. to Seattle. We are very sorry about the delay on the ground, which means we'll land half an hour later than planned. The weather today is fine, so we should have a smooth flight. And now, I'd like to direct your attention to our safety demonstration.
End of listening, part 2. Listening, part 3. You will hear 4 conversations. For each conversation, there are 2 tasks. First, Decide if the statement is true or false. Then, decide which answer fits best. A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation once. Mark your answers for items 10 to 17 on the answer sheet. Example.
Good morning. Travel Information Bureau. How can I help?
Hello. I'd like some information about visas for Hong Kong.
Well, first I need to know your nationality because the regulations vary.
I have an Irish passport.
Fine. Will you be visiting Hong Kong as a tourist or on business?
As a tourist.
You're in luck. Hong Kong welcomes tourists. As a European, you don't need a visa. You just have to fill out an entry card on arrival and can stay in Hong Kong for 90 days.
In that case, I could fly in 2 weeks.
But do make sure you have a return ticket to show that you don't plan to remain in Hong Kong. And when you arrive, your passport should be valid for 6 months or more.
Oh, no. My passport runs out in 3 months. I'll have to apply for a new one.
Number 10 and 11.
Hello?
Hi, John. It's Lisa. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. How about you?
Not too bad. Listen, I'm calling about the presentation for our French class. We need to finish it this week, so I was wondering when we could get together.
The best time for me to meet is after our class, because I'm already in town then.
That's fine with me. So how about Tuesday after class?
Oh, you know what? I have to go to the dentist this Tuesday. What about Thursday after class?
Well, that's my sister's birthday. I promised to cook dinner for her and her friends, so I need to go home early. But I could meet you before class.
Let me see. Okay, that sounds good. Shall we meet, say, 3:30 at Ernie's coffee shop?
Great. I'll see you there.
Okay. Bye.
Number 12 and 13. So, Amy, what do you do?
I'm an architect. I work for Sinclair and Partners. Have you heard of them?
Sinclair and Partners? Didn't they design the new hotel near the airport?
That's correct. The Roslyn Park Hotel. It's the tall building with the glass front.
That's a fantastic design. It looks really modern.
Thanks. That's good to hear.
Listen, my company is planning to build a new office in Geneva, and we're looking for a good architect. Do you have a business card?
Sure. Here you go. I'm travelling a lot this month, so the best way to reach me is probably by email.
OK, great. I'll talk to my boss and we'll be in touch.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Number 14 and 15.
Hello, Bob. Do you mind if I sit here?
Hi, Denise. No, not at all.
How's the soup today?
It's delicious. Your salad looks good, too. I'm glad you're here, actually. I wanted to ask you how you're getting on with the conference preparations. Are you having as many difficulties as last year?
Well, my manager isn't too happy because he doesn't think we're on time with the project. He wants all of us to do overtime this Saturday. How about your department?
Oh, my manager's quite stressed, too, because we're spending more money than originally planned.
It's the same every year. You and I both know that there's always a lot of work to do at conference time.
I know. But never mind. I'm sure everything will be fine. We always survive somehow.
Number 16 and 17.
Hello, Karen. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Hi, Philip. Sorry, but this isn't such a good time. I'm on my way to the Community Education Center. They're only open until 5, and I'd like to sign up for a class.
Oh, what kind of class are you going to take?
Well, I've always wanted to learn how to paint, and now they're offering a class on Saturday afternoons. That would be perfect for me, because my son has basketball practice during that time.
Sounds great. Well, perhaps we can talk tomorrow morning then. It shouldn't take long. I just have a few questions about the report you asked me to write.
Sure, no problem. I have a meeting at 9 o'clock, but we can talk any time after that.
All right then, I'll see you tomorrow.
End of listening, part 3. Listening, part 4. You will hear a talk show with people giving their opinions on a topic. Which statement, A to F, best matches the opinions 18 to 20? Mark your answers for items 18 to 20 on the answer sheet. You will now have 1 minute to read statements A to F. You will then hear the talk show once.
Welcome to the International Morning Breakfast Show with Josh Daniels. Today's topic is emigration. Why do people leave their home country and start a new life in another? Are they always successful? We interviewed some people from around the world for their opinions.
Example.
I emigrated to the States after college. I just wanted to get out of Ireland and see something new. I landed in California and loved it. Now, 15 years later, I really feel settled. All of my friends are here in California. I have a good job, and I just love the American lifestyle. You know, the longer you stay in a country, the more difficult it becomes to go back where you came from.
Number 18.
My husband and I were sent to Singapore to work for our company for 12 months. We were really happy to have this opportunity. Singapore was absolutely fantastic. We quickly adapted to the food, the weather, and the way of working and local customs. Well, when we came back after the 12 months, we returned to the small town where we used to live. That was a mistake. We found that we had really changed. We're much more open-minded, just more international. So now we want to emigrate to Singapore and stay there.
Number 19.
I've worked in the UK for the past 6 years, regularly sending money back home to my family. Originally, I wanted my wife and the kids to move over here with me. But now, I am not so sure. I find the life here too stressful, and it's been difficult for me to make good friends. I miss my family and life in my city, so I'm thinking of packing my things and going home.
Number 20.
We immigrated to New Zealand 5 years ago and love being here, but it hasn't always been this way. In the beginning, we didn't know how to do simple things like filling out a form at the post office, finding a place to live, or using public transport, let alone getting a job. Now it's different. We feel really at home here, and we wouldn't dream of going back to where we came from.
So, could you imagine emigrating? Ring in and tell us your opinion. The lines will be open for the next 2 hours.
This is the end of the listening section. Thank you.